you know, the wind that blows in from the Gulf.
Yeah, that's a hurricane.
And then the kind of storm that Atlanta does have in the winter, usually two or three a year, where the power lines freeze.
That's an ice storm.
Yes. Uh-huh. What kind of experience did you have with that bad one that we had? Was it 73?
Yes, that was terrible.
Were you without power?
Yes, for a week.
Gosh.
It was really something. We managed though pretty well. But it was really terrible.
That is awful.
It ruined our... We unfortunately used steam. You know, we have gas heat.
Mm-hmm.
So that we could use the range in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we did. We heated water
mm-hmm.
all day.
Mm-hmm.
And left the doors open so that the steam, you know, would just
mm-hmm.
travel through the house. Not really realizing what it was doing to the curtains and to the walls.
Oh, gas is dirty. That's
mm-hmm.
that's the bad thing about it.
And what it did was that all of that steam, you know, circled and we had to have the whole house painted afterwards and all new curtains and draperies and the like.
Well, but you didn't freeze to death.
But we didn't freeze to death. We were grateful. We didn't
mm-hmm.
mind. We were just grateful that we managed, and of course during the day we managed pretty well because we opened the oven door and
mm-hmm.
the heat from the oven
mm-hmm.
filled the kitchen and the family room.
Ah.
And so during
yeah.
the day we stayed out there and it was quite warm.
Mm-hmm.
And but for the most part, and with the big vat of water boiling, the rest of the house was not too bad.
It's just incredible to me. The power was off here the first day for about an hour. And
mm-hmm.
then it came back on and I had electricity all the rest of
all
the time.
All the rest of the time.
And I didn't even know until I telephoned some people later that day that
but
it was out
freezing.
All over the city and that people just, that they couldn't get it back
they
on.
They couldn't get it back on. It took time to really get it on. It was a week before we got power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that there were people without it for that
mm-hmm.
long.
And we, you know, we used battery radio to,
mm-hmm.
and of course we could travel, you know, because
yeah.
the,
yeah, the streets were clear.
The streets
there wasn't any
clear, and
streets.
You could travel, so that, we managed quite well. We walked around with quilts and blankets on all through the day.
Did the cathedral have power?
I don't believe so.
I think it got, it was pretty hard
probably,
to get out of that.
Yes,
you know
it probably, eventually probably did. But I didn't even come to the cathedral that week.
I'm sure that they didn't expect anybody.
No, they
to come
didn't expect anyone. So I don't know whether they really had power or not.
I know the schools were closed because I was working for the schools.
Because there was no power.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe the cathedral had power. But that was really something.
Mm. Oh, well, to get back to. This is wind direction. If the wind were coming from. How's your sense of direction? If it were coming from that direction, you'd say it's coming...
I would say it's coming from the west.
That's the west.
Which is west?
That's the way you're looking is sort of west. So
okay, that's... Okay.
That's more or less west. So that would be...
West.
That's west. That's west, east, north, and...
South.
So the wind is coming...
From the south.
Okay, and a wind halfway between the, I don't know, the north and the east you'd call a...
Halfway between the north and the east.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's an east wind.
Well, halfway between north and east.
And east would be a...
Or halfway between north and west. Or south and
halfway
east.
Halfway between.
Or south and west. Do you have any names for different kinds of winds?
Yes, that's not a trade wind. I can't think of what it is.
They may not have any special names for that around here. Somewhere, I think it's in Texas somewhere, there's a blue norther. Did you ever hear of that?
No.
That's certainly not a local term.